Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi invites Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India under Make in India, National Green Hydrogen Mission and National Critical Mineral Mission initiatives. US President Donald Trump issues fresh warning to Iran after Tehran rejects Washington's core conditions for resuming negotiations. New Delhi expresses deep concern over attack on UAE's Baraka nuclear facility. Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda to join global dialogue on shaping future of healthcare at 79th World Health Assembly in Geneva today. And in tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner wins Italian Open title, beating Norway's Casper Ruud in final match. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson in Gothenburg last night. During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Sweden relations and agreed to elevate their bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership, marking a major milestone in the relationship. Prime Minister Modi was also awarded Sweden's highest honour, the Royal Order of the Polar Star, Degree Commander Grand Cross, in recognition of his exceptional contributions to bilateral ties and his visionary leadership. The award is the highest distinction that can be given to a head of government. This is Prime Minister Modi's 31st international honour. Prime Minister Modi invited Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India under initiatives such as Make in India, National Green Hydrogen Mission and National Critical Mineral Mission. During an interaction with select Swedish CEOs in Gothenburg, Mr. Modi made a strong pitch to Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India in manufacturing, green hydrogen mission, clean energy and other sectors. Highlighting India's rapid economic transformation, Mr. Modi mentioned about strong domestic demand, digital public infrastructure, manufacturing expansion and next-generation infrastructure development in India.
Vodafone, Ericsson, Nokia, Orange, jaisi companiyon ka Bharat mein vishal anubhav hai. Bharat 5G se 6G transition, AI-enabled networks, secure connectivity aur digital inclusion mein bada partner ban sakta hai.
The Ministry of External Affairs has said that business leaders and CEOs who met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Sweden expressed strong interest in India and appreciated the country's transformation driven by sustained economic reforms over the past several years. Addressing reporters after the European Roundtable Industry Meeting, MEA Secretary Vesibi George said that CEOs and senior industry leaders highlighted the significant changes they have witnessed in India in recent years,
which was attended by a large number of key companies in Europe. I would like to highlight that in his meetings today with the CEOs and other senior leaders from the business, they all highlighted about their interest. You know, they have been observing India for last few years. They have been investing in India for last few years. What they have seen is a complete transformation in India in the last few years. They emphasized that.
In the fourth leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Norway today for the third Indian-Nordic summit and bilateral engagements. This will mark the first Prime Ministerial visit from India to Norway in 43 years. Mr. Modi will call on King Harald V and Queen Sonia and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre. Mr. Modi will also address the India-Norway Business and Research Summit along with the Norwegian Prime Minister. The visit will provide an opportunity to review the progress made in India-Norway relations and explore avenues to further strengthen them. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Tensions between the United States and Iran have escalated once again after President Donald Trump issued a fresh warning to Iran after Tehran revealed Washington's core conditions for resuming the negotiations. We have a detailed report. With negotiations remaining stalled over uranium stockpiles, sanction reliefs and compensation for war-related damages following months of unrest across West Asia, in a social media post, U.S. President Donald Trump said that time is running out and urged Tehran to move quickly toward an agreement. The U.S. President's sharp remarks came just hours after Iranian media revealed Washington's core conditions for resuming talks. According to Iranian media reports, U.S. wants Iran to hand over 400 kilograms of enriched uranium to U.S. and keep only one nuclear facility active. U.S. also wants to drop demand for war compensation and accept the most frozen Iranian assets will stay blocked. Washington also reportedly wants regional conflicts to end only after negotiations are completed. Meanwhile, Iran rejected these terms and set its own condition for restarting talks. Tehran said military operations in the region, especially in Lebanon, must stop. Sanctions must be lifted and frozen Iranian assets must be released. Iran also demanded compensation for war damages and recognition of its control over the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz remains a major point of tension as diplomatic efforts are currently frozen after both Iran and the U.S. rejected each other's latest proposal last week. Vidmayu's report, Yashasvi Kiryal for World News.
India has expressed deep concern at the attack targeting the Barakah nuclear facility in the United Arab Emirates. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said such actions are unacceptable and represent a dangerous escalation. New Delhi has urgently called for restraint and a return to dialogue and diplomacy. Earlier, in the UAE, a drone struck the perimeter of the Barakah nuclear power plant in the Al Dhafra region yesterday, setting fire to an electric generator outside the facility's inner boundary. Abu Dhabi authorities confirmed there were no injuries and no radiological release. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, is set to join Global Dialogue on Shaping Future of Healthcare at 79th World Health Assembly in Geneva beginning today. More from our correspondent.
Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has arrived in Switzerland to participate in the 79th World Health Assembly. The six-day event will begin today in Geneva and it will conclude on 23rd of this month. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that this year's theme, Reshaping Global Health, a Shared Responsibility, highlights the importance of collective action in addressing global health challenges. He said the assembly will bring together health ministers, dignitaries and public health experts from more than 165 countries, reaffirming the shared global commitment toward building a stronger, more inclusive and resilient healthcare system. With Anand's report, Vishal Kumar for World News.
On to sports. In tennis, Jannik Sinner won the Italian Open title in Rome after defeating Casper Ruud of Norway 6-4, 6-4 in the final. We have a report.
With the victory, world number one Sinner became the first Italian man to win the tournament since Adriano Panatta in 1976. Sinner also made history by becoming only the second player after Novak Djokovic to complete the career Golden Masters, winning all nine ATP Masters 1000 titles. This was Sinner's sixth straight Masters 1000 title and his 10th overall. After a tough semi-final against Daniil Medvedev, Sinner returned strongly in the final and controlled the match with solid baseline play. He thanked his fitness team for helping him stay in top condition throughout the season. Ruud praised Sinner after the match. He said his performances this year are extraordinary and inspiring to watch. Nina Raquel for World News.
In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 194 runs set by Rajasthan Royals, Delhi Capitals scored 197 for 5 in 19.2 overs. KL Rahul was the top scorer with 56 runs. For Delhi Capitals, Mitchell Starc took 4 wickets for which he was adjudged player of the match. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be on a two-nation visit to Vietnam and South Korea from today. In a social media post, he said that this visit will further expand the scope of countries' engagement with both the nations. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi invites Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India under Make in India, National Green Hydrogen Mission and National Critical Mineral Mission initiatives. US President Donald Trump issues fresh warning to Iran after Tehran rejects Washington's core conditions for resuming negotiations. New Delhi expresses deep concern over attack on UAE's Barakah nuclear facility. Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda to join Global Dialogue on shaping future of healthcare at 79th World Health Assembly in Geneva today. And in tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner wins Italian Open title, beating Norway's Casper Ruud in final match. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.